Welcome to this podcast about Kensington Mine and Lynn Canal in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Kensington is a complex of underground mines and associated milling facilities on the southern flank of Lion's Head Mountain in the Cacajan Range, between Lynn Canal to the west and Berners Bay to the east, about 47 miles west-northwest of Juneau and 28 miles south-southeast of Haines, Alaska. Lynn Canal is a fjord extending 60 miles south from Chilkat Island to Chatham Strait, 22 miles west of Juneau. The passage was first charted by Joseph Whidbey, the sailing master on HMS Discovery during the Vancouver expedition, and named after King's Lynn, Norfolk, England, the birthplace of Captain George Vancouver. Berners Bay is an estuary extending about 8 miles north of the entrance at Lynn Canal and is fed by 4 glacial rivers. He Bay was named after Bridget Berners, Vancouver's mother. The Cacajan Range is a sub-range of the Boundary Ranges, which form part of the Coast Mountains. The ore body lies in a belt of diorite that developed as an igneous intrusion during the Cretaceous period and metamorphosed the surrounding sedimentary and volcanic rocks of Triassic or Permian age. This formation is called the Julin Diorite Belt and trends northwest for 5 miles between the head of Johnson Creek to the east and Sherman Creek to the west. The site was discovered in 1895, and initial production began in 1904 from the Comet, Kensington, Ophir, Horrible, Ivanhoe, and Jolin prospects. The original Kensington prospect was at an elevation of 2,015 feet and was connected by an aerial tram that descended 1,285 feet to an access road leading to sea level. About 65,000 ounces of gold were produced before the Second World War. In 1978, exploration began in the Johnson Creek watershed to the southeast on a contiguous block of mines, prospects, and claims around the old Jualin mine. In 1980, modern exploration in the Sherman Creek watershed started when the Kensington mine was optioned to a succession of companies. In 1987, Coeur d'Alene Mines Corporation became involved in the property through a joint venture with Echo Bay Mines. In 1995, Coeur acquired full ownership of the property under a subsidiary called Coeur Alaska by consolidating more than 12 mines and prospects, 53 patented claims, and 377 unpatented claims. In 2010, the new Kensington mine began production with a projected rate of about 125,000 ounces of gold per year and a life of 12.5 years, with an expected yield of more than 1 million total ounces of gold. Coeur Alaska successfully applied for a tailings disposal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dispose of 4.5 million tons of tailings from the Kensington gold mine into Lower Slate Lake. The gold ore retrieved from the mine is processed with a froth flotation mill. In the froth flotation process, ore-bearing rock from the mine is transported to a mill and moved through a series of mechanical crushing and grinding procedures. After the rock is finely ground, it is fed into a tank where water and chemicals, referred to as conditioners, frothers, surfactants, and scale inhibitors, are added. Air is then pumped into the tank, producing bubbles that attach to the gold deposits. The bubbles rise, bringing the gold with them and forming a froth that is skimmed off the top. The residual ground rock remains as a waste product. Of the 2,000 tons of ore that the Kensington mine processes each day, only about 100 tons contain economically viable gold minerals. About 40% of the tailings are used as backfill in the mine. The remaining volume is discharged with wastewater directly into Lower Slate Lake, a subalpine lake of 23 acres in the Tongass National Forest and the watershed of Berners Bay. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.